Hey, we always love it when this guy makes a little bit of time in his busy schedule for us. The one and only Andy Lee, he joins us now. Morning, Andy.
Morning, guys. How are you all in the Gulf Valley?
Oh, well, thank you. Can we call you Stanhope's Own? Or is that a bit of a stretch?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose Stanhope's Own once removed because it was my mum that grew up there.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if you guys saw around about 2 months ago, I was in the Golden Valley Press there on the newspaper.
Stop
front page.
It. No, we did not see that. How?
I
why?
I went to the Colbernathan School Primary School Fate and ran the big wheel there. Where an old lady seemed to win everything, just to seem like she, more than she could possibly use before she dies, I think. She just kept getting up with a walker and taking out all the prizes. She was the luckiest thing going around that day.
It's a great little town there. Did you end up going to the local? They've got the one pub in town there.
No. We'd come through from Mitchelton, Ngambi,
mm-hmm.
and then I was dropping off to see my cousins who were running the barbie at the fete. So just had a few beers at the primary school there.
Should I be scared of my job, mate? You basically live and breathe the Goulburn Valley. You may as well take my microphone, Andy Lee.
That'd be nice. Ellie, I need to sign off from you.
Oh my God. Do you know what? That'll be okay. I think I could manage. I reckon I could make some room for you.
Andy, do everyone a favour, mate. Please.
Yeah, please. Get me out of this situation I'm in. Hey, Andy, word on the street is you have been doing a little bit of travel recently. Can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah. Haim and I just got back from filming a new travel TV show called Hamish and Andy's Perfect Holiday. Perfect in quotation marks. I'm not sure. There were elements. I mean, we've come back with the usual bruises, bumps. Most of the damage is superficial, so it'll wear away. And I managed to avoid Hamish's face getting injured, so obviously his kids won't be scared upon return. But on the most part, successful journey.
Hey, Andy, you know what I actually watched just randomly yesterday on YouTube was when you and Hamish jumped off the Mostar Bridge, I think in Bulgaria. Did you do anything crazy on this trip? In Bosnia, sorry. Did you do anything that crazy this trip?
I'm going to say no, because I wouldn't recommend anyone doing that. The upshot of jumping off the Mostar Bridge was I bruised every vertebrae in my back and had 6 months of chiro and physio to get over.
Really?
Hamish and I both got whiplash. So my old body now, that was really a while ago, my old body now would probably just disintegrate on impact.
So in this TV series, are you guys just like visiting nursing homes and playing chess with the residents and stuff? Is that all there is to it?
No, there were certainly moments where I'm like, this isn't safe. And yeah, we were kind of a few metres away from something that could absolutely kill you instantly.
Okay.
But I think that we didn't have the lead up to knowing that we were going to be in that kind of strife. It just kind of was upon us, opposed to the bridge jump where we should have really known better.
Fair enough. All right. Well, if you compare that and filming that whole situation to Talking About Your Generation, which you're back on tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9, what's more or less fun?
Yeah, did you almost die in tonight's episode?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, tonight's a pretty lazy episode for me because there's this guy in the crowd that was calling out the right answers right in the audience, and I was getting them all wrong as usual. So I said, okay, come on, mate, you be the team captain, see how hard it is. And he took my spot on the panel and then kept getting the answers right. So I became an audience member for a lot of the show this evening, which has been, I look back and I don't think that's happened very often on TV quiz shows where suddenly the audience member has taken one of the presenter's roles. But I didn't give him any of my fee, and I won't if he comes after me with lawyers.
Well, exactly. We're in a similar situation, Andy. I'm about to go to Europe for a couple of weeks, and Josiah reckons he's going to go get people off the streets here in the GV to fill in for me.
I'm literally putting the call out for locals to come and co-host the show. So there's going to be a million local Ellies on air next week. Andy, if you're free, feel free to jump on as well.
Should I be worried?
Oh, I mean, this guy did brilliantly, so it is. I'd worry for your job, Ellie, because highlighting how, and for you as well, Josh, because highlighting how easy it is for someone to get up and do our thing.
That's what I said. I was like, it's so hard to talk into this microphone every day and press the buttons and stuff, and just I was like, it's really not. Everyone can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we are looking forward to seeing you tonight. I'm talking about your generation, 7:30 on Channel 9. Andy Lee, next time you're in the GV, can you please just pay us a visit?
Totally. Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to hold you to
it. If not, next time you're in Colbernathan, we'll have a beer at the local after visiting the primary school, Andy. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, lads. Bye.
Bye. Bye.